This news update's being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond, and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By All Hands and Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot, discover deals on wheels at All Hands and Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, catering connection, and ice cream store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. Thursday's Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting veered off the agenda when Chair Kim Vaughn raised concerns about increasing roadway accidents. Vaughn said residents have urged the county to act, but road decisions fall under state control and require a lengthy process. He added Tuscola County Road Commission may be able to address smaller safety measures. Intersections cited as high risk include Deckerville and Herd's Corner, Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, M15 and Birch Run Road, and Irish Road in the county's southern area. Officials discussed ideas such as rumble strips and flashing lights, but noted distracted driving remains a key factor. Fatal crashes in 2025 have already more than doubled from last year's 5 deaths. Sheriff Ryan Robinson said increased patrols are difficult due to staffing shortages and lower county pay compared to other nearby departments in Caro and Cass City. Two new deputies are training with two more to follow. And the Midland Police are asking for public's assistance to locate a John David Thornton, age 41, who's wanted in connection with a recent domestic assault investigation. Authorities have issued a 5-count warrant for Thornton, listing charges that include assault with intent to great bodily harm, domestic violence, possession of a controlled substance, and assault of a pregnant individual. Thornton also faces a bench warrant after reportedly failing to appear in court on an earlier assault charge. Police believe Thornton is homeless and staying within the Midland area. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts is encouraged to contact Midland Police at 989-839-4713. And you can look at a picture of him on thumbnet.net. On Friday, October 17th, the Bad Axe Hatchets varsity football team will honor military veterans at their home game against Brown City. Veterans are invited to attend the free event of charge with recognition ceremony set to begin at 6:35 prior to kickoff. During the ceremony, veterans will be recognized by both teams and players from Bad Axe and Brown City that will shake hands with each veteran on the field, emphasizing community appreciation and respect for their service. For the special occasion, Bad Axe players will wear red, white, and blue jerseys as part of the patriotic tribute. Following the recognition ceremony, all veterans will be included in a group photo alongside the Hatchets football team. Kickoff for the game is scheduled at 7 p.m., and the event aims to foster a strong sense of unity between the football program and the region's veteran community.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And we have three obituaries this morning. Lori Ann Van Valkenburg passed away September 21st. Lori is survived by her devoted husband, Randy, her daughter, Melissa, and her sons, Henry, Leo, and Jeremy. She's a testament to love, family, and joyful living, and will be deeply missed and forever remembered by all who had the privilege to know her. And David Bernard Payerk, 73, of Ubley, passed away on October 15th at Genesis Adult Foster Care Home of Ubley. He was born on March 8th, 1952. He survived by his two brothers, James and Alvin, and his six sisters, Donna, Janet, Mary, Suzanne, Rita, and Barb. A Mass of Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, St. Hubert Parish, Monday, October 20th at noon. Burial will follow at the St. Joseph Cemetery in Rapson. Visitation will take place on Monday the 20th at 10 a.m. until service time. The family wishes to thank Riverview Adult Foster Home of Cass City, Community Links, where David was a parishioner of St. Hubert Catholic Parish, Paula and Rick Bolton for over 20 years of loving care given to their brother, and also Genesis in Ubley for the last 3 years of excellent care. Condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Dolores Ann Dolly Weiss of Elkton, age 87, passed away Wednesday, October 15th at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. She was born on April 14th, 1938 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She went on to marry Don Weiss, November 6, 1963. She leaves to cherish her memory, her loving husband Don, and her children Donald and Deborah, and her grandchildren. In keeping with her wishes, cremation has taken place and a service will be planned for a later date. Those wishing to plan an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Thumb Animal Shelter, St. John Episcopal Church of Pigeon, or the Elkton Lions Club. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win and nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron and Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
Admiral Alvin Holsey, who led operations against suspected drug traffickers off Venezuela, is planning retirement. His departure follows the U.S. military's fifth strike on alleged drug boats in the Caribbean. Officials credit him for strengthening partnerships and security in the region. The law enforcement continue crackdowns in the Caribbean waters, combat drug trafficking, and his work has drawn praise from multiple federal agencies. Further leadership changes in Southern Command are anticipated. And the UN reports over 650,000 children are missing school in Gaza for a third year due to ongoing conflicts. Education campaigns urge governments to prioritize humanitarian access. Aid workers say young people risk long-term developmental impacts. Political leaders are urged to support peace initiatives for children, and international agencies are calling for safe learning spaces. The situation remains a global concern for child welfare. And that's been your news this hour, brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. Also, Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
It's starting to get colder outside, and that means you need to make sure your car, truck, or SUV is in tip-top shape. This is Tyler Hansen. Remember, Al Hansen Motors is the only used auto dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. This week I have a clean 2014 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4. It has a 5-liter V8 and is equipped with Bluetooth, full power, and cloth interior. With only 100,000 miles and virtually no rust, come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,980. I also have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has heated seats all around, cooled front seats, a backup camera, leather, full power, front and rear park assist, power tailgate, power rear window, navigation, remote start, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, I am asking $28,780. Looking for an SUV? We have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive and has heated seats, heated steering wheel, a backup camera, Bluetooth, lane keep assist, collision detection, and remote start. It has 45,000 miles, and I'm asking $24,980. And if you need something less than 100,000 miles for under 10 grand, I have a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive, has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. With 92,000 miles, it's only $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.